Busina po ng saglit sa mga married couples. Paano kapag ang iyong biyanan ay sinabing ayaw niya sa iyo?
Sasabihin mo rin bang ayoko rin sa iyo?
Hanggang saan ba pwedeng pumasok ang komento ng isang biyanan sa buhay ng mag-asawa?
At hanggang saan mo kayang protektahan ang pamilya mo laban sa pamilya mo din?
Wow! Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho. Ipagdasal na lang po natin ang podcast na ito.
Hindi po natin pinag-uusapan ng mga topics na nagiging viral sa mga celebrity. Kung ito po'y kahawig, ito'y pawang nagkataon lamang.
Wala po tayong papangalanan na characters at ayaw po natin mabash.
Oo, pero
what it really happens in real life. Nangyayari
sa totoong buhay.
So, real life naman din talaga yung pinagdaanan ng mga tao na nababasa natin.
Oo. O, totoo. Ibig sabihin, nangyayari sa maraming tao. You know, when you listen to issues of marriages, relationships, in celebrities, we tend to dive in topics and give our comments and suggestions. At times, we even let go. Okay lang yan. Pwede naman yan. Pero it's because they are celebrities. But so many people in relationships experiencing the same, ibang epekto.
I know what's funny about this, pero at the same time, mapapareflect ka din. Sobrang empathy natin sa mga celebrity, sobrang yung apektadong-apektado sa pinagdadaanan nila. But what we don't know is it can happen to our marriage, and maybe we know someone who's going through the same thing that they are going
at
through.
At ibang effect niya. Sobrang iba. Hindi siya hindi pong, supportahan natin si Gento, sige, move on ka na ganyan. Uy, nagkaroon siya ng bago, hayaan mo na, at is happy na siya.
At kung apektado tayo, ano pa kayo ma-concerned
parties? Diba, what if sa family, kaibigan mo, and you cannot just say that, iba ang dating. But specifically, I have 3 questions for today. For today, okay? Maganda to eh.
For today.
For today, number one, hanggang saan nga ba pwede pumasok sa decision making, sa influence ng mag-asawa, ang in-laws? Okay? Number two, ikaw bilang asawa, paano mo ba gustong mahalin ka ng in-laws mo? O paano itrato ka ng in-laws mo sa relationship nyo dahil may asawa ka na o may pamilya ka na? Number 3, what if naman ikaw na ang in-law? Diba? Sa tingin mo, totoo lang, diba? How do you think you want to be loved? And how do you want to be still be part of the life of your son or your daughter?
Because darating ka rin.
Kasi darating din tayo dyan. Sabi nga, nung nag-a-apply ako ng lisensya sa LTO years ago, ang haba ng pila, pero pag may dumating na senior, inuuna, napapailing ang iba. Karamihan sa harap, ang sagot, darating ka din dyan. Let's begin with number 1. Hanggang saan lang ba dapat?
Yung influence, very, subconsciously, meron ng effect talaga yun. Whether sabihin nila sa'yo directly or not, the way you deal with life will really be affected kasi yun yung upbringing mo. Diba? Parang paano ka magluto, paano ka maglinis sa house, or paano ka mag-raise ng children mo. Pero yung intentional na, well, iba ang tawag nila is pangingialam ng in-laws, or yung iba naman, nagmamalasakit lang naman kasi sila. But it really depends on how you set healthy boundaries. Para sa akin talaga, ikaw ang mag-set ng tone kasi they will really throw tips, unsolicited advice, or tagan directly sabihin sa inyo, oh, mali ang ginagawa nyo, or ito dapat ang gawin nyo. But how you set a tone in each other, so para sa akin, ang gawin nyo mag-asawa is, pwede naman kayo makinig, but not necessarily i-apply nyo siya.
Pero what if, sabihin, simula pa lang, tinan mo, tama ako, ayaw talaga kita para sa anak ko.
Ay, iba yan. Yung sa second, di ba? Parang pag sino ba yun? Yung parents sinabihan ka na ba na ayaw? Di ba? First pa lang?
Hindi, iba siya. Number one kasi hanggang saan ba? Di ba? Yung ano niya. Number two kasi is paano mo gusto kang mahalin ng in-laws mo?
Okay.
So sa number one, yun nga eh. Hanggang saan lang ba? What if nandun nga sa point na yun? Talagang from the very beginning, ayaw ko sa'yo. Actually, mas gusto ko pa yung ex ng anak ko. Hindi ko alam bakit yun yung pinakasalan. But marami, ikaw ang pinakasalan niya. Hindi
marami
siya.
Tayong ganyan sa TikTok natin na close pa rin yung ex dun sa biyanan or ayaw talaga
pwede
sa'yo.
Pwede ba yun? Tama ba yun?
Yung una talaga kasi is kailangan mong kausapin yung asawa mo. Kasi mahirap talaga pag ikaw ang dumiretso sa in-laws mo. As in talagang, nako, medyo war yan. Pero kausapin mo yung asawa mo na ito yung sinabi sa akin ng ano nung parents mo. You can be honest to your spouse kasi asawa mo na yan eh. O totoo naman na kinasal ka, na pangasawa mo rin yung family. Pero actually, yun nga yung isa sa mga myth na binrake recently, di ba? Na you don't really married, you didn't really marry the family of your spouse. You really just married your spouse. Kasi you also shy away or maybe you break also the general bondages na meron ng asawa mo. So kung hanggang saan mo lang isaset. So pwedeng di ka gusto, pwedeng meron nangyari sa inyo na dalawa kasi, iba kasi yung gusto. Level one is paka-personality lang talaga ng binan mo yun or pwede may personality ka na nagka-clash kayo. Second, pwede may nangyari in the past na nagkaroon kayo ng conflict. And number three, maybe talagang yung past talaga yung gusto ng in-laws mo.
What?
So hanggang saan mo lang sila iaalaw?
Alam mo, I love what you said, yung answer mo. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng makontrol hanggang saan sila papasok ng decisions nila o ng comments nila on how you do things. Ikaw ang magsiset kung hanggang saan lang papasokin mo sa married life niyo.
Bigyan kita ng example. Sobrang importante ito sa TikTok na may nagsabi na sobrang okay sila ng in-laws. As in, sobrang okay yung marriage nila. Pero syempre, gusto sabihin yung pangalan. Pero sabi niya, pagkakasal nila, naging tambayan ng buong family yung house nila every weekend. And sabi niya, mahal ko naman sila, but I also have to set boundaries na teka, mag-asawa na kami. So, kaya niya kinausap yung asawa niya.
I love that. Sige, tuloy.
So, kinausap niya yung asawa niya. Tinanong niya, tama ba na kasapin ko yung asawa ko? And I, of course, I said, from based on our values as marriage coaches, I said, tama. Kasi pwede mo naman silang mahalin, but you have to set healthy boundaries kasi mag-asawa na kayo. Privacy is important. Respect is important. And sometimes we feel like loving is intruding to someone else's privacy, which is not.
I love
it. Not because kapamilya mo or friend mo sa social media, pakikialaman mo na.
There's a thing in Filipinos called traditions, family culture, that we want to pass on and you want to continue. Every weekend, pupunta sa lolo at lola.
Christmas, mag-spend
Christmas, the reunion. Walang masama. But if it costs already the peace of the married life,
Then it's too costly.
Kasi, teka lang, karamihan sa kanila, nakaraos na sa pinagdadaanan nyo pa lang as a married life. Now, example, baka mamaya nagtanong na yun, employee sila, weekend lang ang meron sila para makapagpahinga, pero yung weekend nila nawawala pa. So, or kung lagi nangyayari, pwede ba kahit bigyan mo man lang ng ano na may weekend na tayo lang naman. And it's valid kasi mag-asawa na kayo. Again, when you married your spouse, you're now to create a new family. You're not creating the old family. Kasi dalawang kultura nga yung pinagkasama mo eh. And you don't want to end up pleasing both sides. You want to focus on what does my family need? What does my family want to have? What is the culture we want to build in our new family that we have? So, ang ganda ng sagot mo. It depends kung saan papasukin. Diba? But again, kasi may mga nangyari na hindi eh. Mas pinaburan pa rin si in-law or si mommy o si daddy. Mas pinaburan ang asawa mo. Kaya doon papasok na, protektahan mo ang asawa mo. Diba? Baka kaya hindi na naging maganda ang mga desisyon sa pamilya is because ang pinaprioritize mo na is yung magulang mo pa rin, hindi na yung asawa mo. You honor your mother and father until the last breath of your life, but remember that you're now committed to your spouse, building your own family. So ang ganda yan. We're not saying disrespect them. We're not saying i-chapera sila. No, their family, there will always be family. But you have to set your priorities now. Ang question dyan, time spent, is it 50-50 still? Or bigger sa kabila, lesser sa'yo?
Time spent, money spent.
Money spent, diba? Yun yung makikita mo, money spent, 50-50 pa rin ba? You know, if marami kang pera, 50-50, kasyang-kasya, okay lang. Pero if it hurts sa family, please do not. Remember the priority now is your spouse. Which leads me to question number two. Okay? Question number two. Kasi pwede namang, sige nga, hindi mo makontrol si in-laws mo, di ba? Question number two. As the wife or the husband with an in-law, how do you really want...
In an ideal world.
How do you really want to be loved? Or to coexist with your in-laws. Kasi minsan bias tayo eh. Minsan bias tayo na nakuha ko to sa mami ko na mahalin mo, 'di ba, ng parehas yung mami mo, two moms na, two dads na. But it will never be the same. Kasi you will not get the same response. You will not get the same love language. You will not get the same atmosphere. So it will be different. It will be so be different. So ideally, kung ikaw ang tatanungin, kailangan natin mag-break muna para makahinga ang podcast na to.
Baka may iba talaga yung emotions na grabe talaga to. Nakaka-relate ako dito. Ganun. So let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Tayo lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back.
The in-laws are back. Yeah. Our situation is back. The marriage is back.
Oh, hindi kasi alam mo, sobrang blessing ang in-laws ha. Blessing sila number one dahil sa kanila nabuhay tayong lahat.
Mm-mm.
Number two, whatever they built in this world, you're part of experiencing that blessings. Diba? Nakakatuwa yan. And I really honor those who are living a good life with their in-laws.
But we also have to accept the fact that not every family experience that.
Yeah. So kung tatanungin kita ngayon, what is an ideal relationship with in-laws?
Naalala ko yung sinabi ni Lola Emma, yung mama ni Drews, na ang ideal talaga setup is that you are being treated by your in-laws as their own child. That can lead to a problem and a good problem. Good problem, of course, is that, uy, ang sarap, you're at home. Part ka ng family, one of the boys, o pwede kang kilitin or pwede kang mahalin ang nanay ng mother-in-law mo, pwede ka utusan, pwede ka ipagluto. But the problem also lies there that pwede ka rin pagalitan. Pwede ka i-call out. Pwede ka pagsabihan. Kasi turing sa'yo, tunay na anak. Now the thing is, are you ready to accept that? Now in accepting that, how do you want your in-laws to call you out to? So in an ideal world, if it's me, kung buhay pa ang aking biyana na babae, at kung kasama ko pa rin siya, at as I grow into maturing in marriage, is that, of course, Your mother-in-law can call you out. And I also experienced that. Una-una ko na-experience kay Mama Emma is na kinall out niya ako, tumataba na kayong dalawa ni Drews. After ng honeymoon namin.
Hindi totoo yan. Ngayon?
Ngayon, kung buhay lang siya.
Hindi totoo yan. Naku
so,
po, manawala una
yan. And how did I take it? Parang, oh my gosh, oo nga, parang feeling ko din ako kasya sa wedding gown ko. Noong time na yun kasi parang honeymoon, di ba? Trip kayo ng trip mag-asawa. And for others ha, like recently sa Smart Parenting, meron dito na naging viral din na kasalanan mo kung ba't niloka ng anak ko, ng asawa mo, kasi tumaba ka, kasi puro ka trabaho, kasi hindi mo na inagayan sarili mo. How will you accept that call out? So in an ideal world, pwede ka itrato sana ng in-laws mo bilang tunay na anak, pero sana ganun din yung respeto. Kasi anak ka, hindi ka alila. Anak ka, hindi ka sampid.
Ang mahirap kasi
sampid
dyan.
Sampid is like the outsider.
Pero ang mahirap kasi dyan, paano ba niya tinatrato yung anak niya? Okay ba sa'yo na ang treatment is kung paano niya itrato yung anak niya?
Yes, kasi nga, we're talking about an ideal world.
Oo, di ba? So, yung concern dun eh, di ba? Na, what if sa anak niya, harsh siya? Does it give them the license na maging harsh na rin ako
sa'yo? Again, we're talking about the ideal world, ha? Pero kung ayaw mo naman, doon ako papunta sa second point. Two points lang. Sa second point is, I would have wanted to be treated by my in-laws with trust. Trust that you can take care of their son, that you can take care of their daughter, and that you can lead the family. Kasi kaya nagkakaroon ng problema sa in-laws, walang tiwala yung in-laws. Kaya mo ba alagaan ang anak ko? Kaya mo ba ipagluto? Kaya mo ba gawin yung ginagawa namin para sa anak namin? Because any parent will say, oh my gosh, papakawalan ko yung anak ko. Like me to thinking na papakawalan ko yung dalawa kong anak will lead to so much paranoia na, naku, baka hindi ko matrato na maayos yung in-laws ko, di ba? So again, trust. Trust is very important kasi trust will lead to respect, trust will lead to boundaries, trust will lead to, sige, I will step back, hayaan ko sila.
Ako, I love what is happening now, na yung ideal, no, sa in-laws, na we're connected with them still.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos especially, kinakamusta ka nila, yung family.
May technology
kasi ngayon, di ba? And also yung, ang sarap lang yung, they're not forcing you. Yung, do you want to go here, walang forest, or not? Tapos, it's ideal for me. It's ideal for me too, yung tipong, kasi they need help din naman in their age eh. We have to accept that. And kaya nga sabi ko, huwag nyo namang iiwan talaga. But they always still, oh, may oras ba kayo? Kaya nyo ba? So ako, it's really ideal. Then, yung pinagpipray ka nila, it's very, very ideal too. Sobrang na-appreciate ko yun sa ano, sa, it's not the ideal world, but it's a real world now sa atin, di ba? When they do that. So, I think yun yung mga bagay eh, na nakita mo na, oy, I love what's being done. The support, maganda rin yun. Kasi may, bawa si mama, naalala ko lang, no? The support na, teka lang, may pera ka pa ba? Kaya mo ba to? Yung mga ganun, di ba? Yung, teka lang, baka mamayan, nahihirapan na kayo, bigay ka pa ng bigay sa akin. Yung mga ganyan. Na-appreciate ko yun. Appreciate ko yung mga ganun na klaseng way. So, how I want to be loved, it's the same with you. The support na needed na cheerer mo sila.
Appreciation,
di ba? Tapos let, sige lang, yun talagang have your freedom as your own family. Tapos bahala kayo kung pupunta kayo o hindi. But of course, your response because you have love, is it will always be part of your love calendar.
I love diba? That, hindi love mo, calendar.
Oo, kasi iba yung Drew's calendar sa love calendar. Di ba? Anyway, yun yung magandang ano doon. So, third question. First question was, hanggang saan ba? And I love it. It depends on hanggang saan mo pwedeng papasukin. Kasi wala kang control sa ibang tao. May control ka sa sarili mo. May control kayo sa married life nyo. That's wherein you talk to each other and prioritize your married life. Number two, how do you want to be treated? Pag-usapan yung mag-asawa. But don't make it a, ano ha, yung discussion na time to, ano matawag dito? Parang bash or vent out. If you need to vent, makinig kayo. Pero,
not for distraction, but for
ano, di ba? Ideally, how do you want to be treated? Kasi mamaya, baka yun lang kailangan yung mangyari lang din, di ba? Para aware naman sa lahat. And then, yung question number three, kung ikaw naman, ang, bawa, tayo na yun nasa side na yun. Maybe there are, I don't know, some metrics ng data natin, may nakikinig ba ng mga ages ng seniors, no? But if you're on that part, how do you want to be treated as an in-law? As a parent kasi iba eh. But as an in-law, how do you want to be treated? Sige, ikaw muna.
An interesting conversation that I had with Anne recently was, why do we have to go to Lolo and Lola's house? Are we gonna play? Do you have work? Because they know that usually if we have both work to do, kilala at Lola sila, diba? And I told her, kasi anak, I want to take care of Lolo and Lola in their old age too. Sabi niya, why mama? And then, ang in-explain ko lang sa kanya is that there will also come a time that mama and papa will get old. And maybe you don't have to do this. But if you will accompany mom and papa during checkups, we'll really appreciate it. And if there will come a time, hindi pa naman, baka nakakainis. If there will come a time na ang calling talaga nila is married life ni Andres, and that's the reason we're also motivated to write books para maging manual nila mag-asawa, nila magkapatid, is that yung ano pa rin, yung sincere care pa din. I don't demand na tumira sila sa atin. I don't demand na lagi nila tayong kamusahin araw-araw. But for them to constantly remember us, to pray for us. We always say that to our kids, eh, pray for us, ha? Pray for mama and papa too. So that we can have good health, we can provide for you. Pag sinabi lang sa akin, anak ko, na mama and papa, we're living a good life. I am a good wife, I am a good husband. That's already a bonus for me. basta lagi lang na tayong pagdasal na mag-asawa. And of course, bonus talaga yung kasama ka sa love calendar. Naiiyak na po yung tatay dito. You can cry. I won't judge you.
Ako na ba?
Ah, yeah.
I love that, no? Yung sabi mo na how you want to be treated. Ako kasi, while thinking about that, ang una kong iniisip, that's why as a couple, you have to build on your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a finances na hindi mo na kailangan umasa or a business na you can create an empire. Empire meaning it's not how big or how small. It's an empire that keeps on producing money na kahit senior ka na. Nagko kakailan ka ng 70, 80 sa business pa sila, but now they're consultants of the business. It means you still have your funds para hindi tayo dependent sa kanila. That's my prayer. Let's make things happen. Pero how I want to be treated, alam mo, naisip ko kasi ang mga magulang natin, pag tumatanda, nag-iiba rin ang sensitivity. Nag-iiba rin ang needs. Nag-iiba rin ang pandinig. Nag-iiba rin ang paningin. Nag-iiba rin ang decision making nila. Kaya nga in the Bible, nakalagay doon na when you grow old, sometimes para ikaw na yung bata, you get grumpy. Now, it's a time that other people will hold your hand and lead you now to direction you don't want to go. Nakalagay yun eh. So, sa part na yun, sabi ko when that comes, I just pray that the spouse of my daughter or my son, I want them to have the best atmosphere in their family that they can love us as their in-laws. Meaning, what's the best version for you guys? Do you want to have your own house? Bukod kayo? Do you want to stay here? Ano yung best portion na mas magiging magaling kayong mag-asawa at pamilya at magulang sa anak nyo na kaya nyo kaming mahalin bilang in-laws nyo? Yun yung gawin nyo. Tapos huwag nyo kaming i-prioritize sa isipin nyo kasi buhay naman kaming dalawa, tulungan ko ang asawa ko, ang mama mo. So, gawin nyo lang yun kung saan mas mabubuo yung pamilya nyo. Kasi, I love that. I really love that idea. It's just like in the corporate world, when I give corporate talks, in leading the young people, ang question, do you give them the company goals or do you touch on their personal goals? And they will always say, still touch their personal goals. Why? You're afraid of them leaving the company. You're afraid of them transferring from one side hustle to another. It's because they have their own goals. But if you touch your personal goals, they will say thank you. Thank you. Kasi habang katrabaho ka dito, concerned ka rin sa goal ko. And it will make them stay more that this company is part of me in building my goals. And the house leadership or home leadership is reflected outside. When you do that, you're not forcing things to happen. But when you touch on the personal goals and dreams of your son or for your daughter, it will not always be the response, but love will always be there. Kasi pinahiram lang din sa atin ang anak natin eh. Ang goal talaga is tayong dalawa mapagtagumpayan natin.
Habang buhay.
Habang, yung totoo yan, kaya to all couples, pagtibahin yung married life ninyo. Diba? You can, kaya nagkakaroon ng sakit because when we grow old, we now tend to dream for them and how you want them to be a son or daughter to you in their old age. But the thing is, they have their own dreams. Baka magkaiba kayo ng dream ng anak mo. Magkakasakitan lang kayo. Parehas magandang dream nyo, pero magkakasakitan lang kayo. Kasi you find yourself, resistance is happening, clashing is happening. So I think that's what I want to have. And I pray that God will bless our health with a sound mind and heart during our old age to still do that. Kaya siguro Love Connect podcast with Tako Show ito because at the end of the day in retirement, it's still about your marriage and not about your son or daughter-in-law. It was still about you and your spouse.
So pagka may asawa na si Anya at si Pio at feeling mo nagiging monster-in-law ako, sabihan mo ako, Mami, dumaan ka dyan, mga ganyan.
Oh, kung ayaw nilang umalis, tayong haalis.
That's why we are also working hard. It's because we know that our parents worked hard for us. It's also our way of saying, thank you for raising us well. And yeah, thank you for trusting us that we can raise our kids well too.
And siguro to end this podcast, I'm not yet done in ano, I have dreams. I have so many things to do still for our family, for you, for Anya, and for Pio. And part of my dream still is our parents. I'm not giving up on that idea pa. But there are things I still want to do with Papa. Mama's in heaven already, and Lolo and Lola is there sa area ng Laguna, and we're part of our dream still. So this podcast comes with a prayer for all those who are married, those who have in-laws, those who have their parents still with them, and those who are also praying and planning to have a married life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, bless the family. Bless our immediate family. Bless our wife, our husband, our children. And Lord, we pray that you also bless and guide our hearts on how to love and be loved with our in-laws, with our parents, with our relatives. Lord, teach us to prioritize our family, but not to be selfish with just our family. Prioritize our family and allow us to still have that calling to honor and respect our parents. We pray for health for everyone. We pray for health for our lolos and lolas. We pray for health for family members. Thank you so much, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Don't forget, love connects.